From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Russian officials say they suspect terrorism in a bombing today at Moscow's main airport. NPR's David Green has been speaking with us as he travels to the scene.
Russian investigators are telling Russian news outlets that an explosion went off in the baggage claim in the international terminal at the Domodedovo airport outside Moscow. It was in the late afternoon. The numbers of casualties are really varying at this point, but Russian news sources are suggesting as many as 31 people are dead, more than 100 injured.
That's NPR's David Green on his way to the Moscow airport after today's bombing. It's a deep freeze in the eastern U.S. today. Lynn White of Charleston, Vermont, went outside to walk her dog despite the 28 below zero thermometer reading.
It's pretty crisp and cold. It burns your lungs, and you can hear the snowbanks outside popping, never mind the wood on the side of the house.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says temperatures should start rising tomorrow as the Arctic front moves through.
It looks like today or this morning will be the coldest day as we go on to the next day. Temperatures will still be cold, but as we go on to Monday night and early Tuesday, it will not be as cold as tonight.
Officials think link the cold, that is, to at least two deaths in the Northeast. President Obama is preparing for his State of the Union address tomorrow night, an address he says will focus to a great extent on rebuilding the job market. The overall economic recovery has so far done little to reduce joblessness, but Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that business economists are becoming more hopeful about the economy and the labor market.
The National Association for Business Economics, in a January industry survey, finds that firms are significantly more optimistic about growth prospects. Companies are seeing increased demand for their products and services and improving profits. As a result, the survey finds a growing percentage of firms are increasing hiring as well as capital spending. 42% say they plan to boost payrolls over the next 6 months. Sean Dubravac of the Consumer Electronics Association says the number of firms expressing positive hiring plans is at a level not seen in over a decade and calls that a sign of improving labor market dynamics. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Treasury Department says it's about to increase the taxpayer profit on the bailout of the big bank, Citigroup. Taxpayers have already made $12 billion on the bailout. Now the government says it will sell more Citigroup warrants at auction. Sale of the warrants will give the holder the right to buy Citigroup common stock at a fixed price. General Motors says it is selling more vehicles in China than in the U.S. for the first time ever. China's the world's biggest car market, and General Motors got an early start there. Stocks are up today on some good corporate earnings reports. This is NPR News. The man accused of trying to assassinate Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and murder two of her aides faces a court hearing in Phoenix today. Jared Loughner is expected to enter a not guilty plea. Six people were killed in the shootings in Tucson, including a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl. Love was in the air at the weekend box office as No Strings Attached was number one on the chart. NPR's Trina Williams reports estimates are that the romantic comedy attracted more than $20 million in ticket sales.
Mostly women were drawn to No Strings Attached, but it also appealed to some men with its Friends with Benefits theme. Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher star as best buds who decide to sleep together.
Do you want to do this?
Do what?
Use each other for sex at all hours of the day and night. Nothing else.
Yeah, I could do that.
The Green Hornet was second after dominating the chart last weekend. In third, The Dilemma, followed by The King's Speech and True Grit. Overall, the box office remains in a slump. That's not unusual for January, as most attention is geared toward award season contenders. Oscar nominations are announced tomorrow. Trina Williams, NPR News.
He was one of the founders of the modern fitness trend. Jack LaLanne went on TV in the 1950s to get people off their couches and into exercise.
I'm going to be here to show you how much fun and how easy exercise, well, I don't like to call it exercise, I like to call it gymnastics, how much fun it really can be, and I want to show you that you can do it.
Jack LaLanne is dead at age 96 at his California home after suffering complications from pneumonia. Starting in his teenage years, he ate well, exercised, and made it his mission to make sure everyone else did the same. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.